A devastating methanol poisoning incident that killed two Aussie teenagers in Laos in 2024 is back in the spotlight, with the Lao government getting ready to lay charges against those allegedly responsible. So let's recap what happened nearly 2 years ago. 19-year-old Melbourne teenagers Bianca Jones and Holly Morton Bowles were travelling together in Laos and drinking at a backpackers hostel in the city of Vang Vieng. They were hospitalised in Thailand and died of methanol poisoning within a few days of each other.
Both these two beautiful girls were incredible human beings. They loved life.
That's Mark Jones, Bianca's dad. Two Danish women, an American man and a British woman also died in the same incident. Methanol is an odourless, colourless liquid, the simplest form of alcohol. But it's not for drinking. It's actually used in stuff like paint stripper, insecticides and petrol. Ethanol is the form of alcohol we drink, but methanol is much cheaper. So it's sometimes used illegally to cut production costs, especially in countries with more relaxed liquor restrictions. And it can also be created accidentally in home brewing processes. The deadly incident at the Laos backpackers in 2024 put the spotlight on methanol poisoning, which kills hundreds of people every year, mostly in Asia. As little as 2 teaspoons of methanol can cause blindness, and 30 mils can be fatal, with Doctors Without Borders reporting fatality rates are between 20 and 40% if people aren't treated. Now, over the last couple of years, the families of the victims from that hostel have been waiting for charges to be laid, and there's been a lot of criticism over how Laos has handled the case. In the aftermath of the deaths, Australian authorities offered to help investigate the mass poisoning, but Laos did not accept. Back in January, there was a court case to do with the American victim, but rather than charges over any deaths, that case was about evidence, with 10 people linked to the hostel found guilty and fined for destroying evidence. Now, Lao officials have wrapped up their investigation into the deaths, but the expected charges are already drawing backlash. The ABC understands Laos is set to charge those responsible with 2 offences that carry up to 1 year in jail and a maximum fine of $1,600. Bianca's dad, Mark Jones, says it's nowhere near enough.
It's unacceptable that the passing of our daughter, her best friend Holly, and 3 other beautiful women, lives come down to the potential maximum outcome of a 1 year in jail and $1,600.
The federal government says it's deeply disappointed Lao authorities aren't pushing for more serious charges. Here's Health Minister Mark Butler.
All of us imagine the grief and the sense of loss that those families, those parents are going through now. Our hearts are breaking for them all over again.
He says it's unfortunate Laos did not let Australia help with the investigation.
We made it really clear we were willing to provide resources from our federal police to help them do that, which they unfortunately rejected.
The government says it will keep advocating for the families with the Lao government. The deaths sparked campaigns to educate young people about the dangers of methanol overseas, including a government initiative through Smart Traveller.